Who is greater, God or parents? Due to lack of complete faith in God or due to ignorance of a supreme greatness, many people think that parents are greater than God. Since everyone has a tendency to worship someone, and because they can't see God, realize his greatness, or experience his reciprocation, they replace worship of the Lord with someone whom they could relate with. However, this belief has some serious flaw due to the following reasons. First of all, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he is the ultimate seed-giving father of all living entities, whereas parents can give birth to only a few children. So in that sense, he is the ultimate parent and source of all our parents and ancestors in different lifetimes. Yes, different lifetimes. Please don't forget that we had been transmigrating from one form to another form. So it is possible we were animals in some lifetime and had animals as our parents in some lifetime. Different parents accompany us in different lifetimes, but the same Lord as Paramatma accompanies us in all lifetimes, yet we forget him. According to scriptures, it is also possible that the parents incarnate in the next life to cause suffering to the previous child, who also takes birth in next life to bear the reaction for his karma from previous lifetime. That's very interesting. The reason people give lot of reverence to parents is mainly and generally due to their selfless, loving and caring nature. Parents raise, maintain, provide all necessities, comfort and life facilities to their children. However, the same things are also provided by God in much greater capacity. He does this for all living entities for eternity. If parents stop providing after children grow up, then they can still sustain and maintain themselves. But if God stops, then everyone will immediately die. Don't forget that the Lord not only selflessly maintains us and our family, but all living entities of the world. So who can compare to his selfless nature? As the world is progressing with greed, envy, anger and all the bad qualities, even parents are getting prone to contamination and their expectations and selfish natures are being manifested gradually. To be honest, they are also conditioned and are influenced by the lower modes of material nature. But the nature of the Lord always remains selfless and transcendental as long as the material world exists. Parents can't even control their own lives, then what to speak of controlling their offsprings, whereas the Lord controls everyone and every situation at all times. Also, it is very important to note that not all parents follow dharma, and as such many have bad habits and tendencies which might eventually lead them to criminal activities, whereas the Lord is always unaffected, self-satisfied and always blissful. So to say that parents are great is always a relative consideration, as there are so many parents in this world with diverse and opposite views. One parent might not agree with what other parent believes or may act completely opposite. Even terrorists, thieves and all sorts of criminal people have parents. Another very interesting point is that it is only due to the will of the Lord that parents are recognized and given a lot of respect and reverence in this world. We find this repeatedly in Shastras, many of the Vedic scriptures. That is why generally the concept of parental worship is found in India and not in the Western countries, because people in the West have mostly forgotten about the Lord. The Lord is very pleased if his representatives are pleased, and parents are one of them since they reflect the Lord's qualities of selfless love. The Lord is very pleased when all the jivas are grateful to those who take care of them and guide them. It is the Lord who has created the quality of gratitude so that everyone can acknowledge, appreciate and realize one's dependence on others and on the Lord for one's success. So if parents are receiving respect, then due credit should be given to the Lord first. Therefore, it is the foremost duty and responsibility of every parent that they teach their offsprings about worshipping and glorifying the Lord. Just like in a family, a father never takes credit for whatever he does, but rather passes on the credit to his father, and he will pass on to his father, and they all glorify their father, so on and so forth. Ultimately, the credit reaches the Supreme Lord, since he is the original root of the family tree. However, we see that as Kali Yuga is progressing, parents themselves are diverting from this principle and becoming ungrateful to the Lord. Then how can they expect any gratefulness and respect from their offsprings, right? Therefore, the worship of parents becomes complete only when the Lord is the main and central goal of worship. And this can only happen when parents accept the fact that God is the greatest, that they are subordinate to His will, that they are meant to please the Lord, and they teach this principle to their offspring. Otherwise, it will cultivate the seed of ingratitude, and ultimately their descendants will have to bear the fruits of this unfavorable attitude. We see this very clearly exemplified in the life of the Vrajvasis, where each and every one of them loved the Lord more dearly than their own offspring, parents and siblings. That is how it created perfect harmony, bliss and satisfaction amongst them. So, whose contribution is the greatest? From the above analysis, it is clear that God is always greater than any mortal being in the world, and it is the duty of everyone to make Him the foremost object of worship and to implement His will at all time to come. Thank you.